All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is such a privilege and an honor to have all of you with us tonight on the WorkAtHomeProfitZone.com Monday Night Success broadcast. And as we say, every time we have a special broadcast as we are tonight, this is something that can make all of you a ton of money if you understand the significance of what this call can do for you, your business, and your team, and your future. Because after every successful event like we just had in Los Angeles, California, last weekend, First Step to Success, we have folks that join us who are sharing the successes they are getting from plugging in to the training that they get from the WorkAtHomeProfitZone.com, Danny Johnson, the Danny Johnson products, and the Danny Johnson live events. And folks, Danny always says, if you can become a great storyteller and just share people, other people's successes,
Steven, come on,
it
honey.
Will draw success to you.
Come on, Steven.
And whoever's got the children in the background, if you can mute until I call your name, that would be awesome. And so, folks, tonight it's a chance for you to hear from people just like yourself, people from all different kinds of backgrounds, people who have had success, some of them have not had success, and how they have made breakthroughs and accomplished things that many times they didn't even know were possible. And folks, Danny Johnson has dedicated her life and her professional career to lifting people up, to bringing them to periods of success that they didn't know were possible, because Danny is an uncanny ability to bring the best out in people and have them get results because they take action and they use the techniques and strategies that Danny did not read in a book. These are strategies and techniques that Danny has proven and used herself to become a millionaire. She went from living out of her car with $2.03 to her name to becoming a millionaire in 2 years at the age of 23, using the techniques that she teaches in all of her live events, products, and on these calls. And tonight we're going to hear the fruit from the folks that have taken what Danny teaches and said, you know what, I'm not sure if it's going to work, but I'm going to give it my best shot. And by giving it their best shot, these people have developed results. And folks, nothing else really matters. We can talk about all these fancy techniques and strategies, but if they're not getting results, what's the use? So tonight, it's all about results. You need to have a pen and paper handy, because if you just take one of these stories or any combination of these stories and you just go out and tell them to people, they're going to want to know, how did that happen and how can I make something like that happen for me? That's why this is the most important of the whole month, is the call that we do right after a live event. So what we're going to do is we're going to get started tonight with a gentleman named Matt Pinter. Matt, are you with us?
I sure am, JP.
Hey, good to hear your voice, Matt.
Thank you.
All right. Well, as we customarily do on these calls, is these folks that are listening in, they're going to want to know, who is this Matt and what's happened for him. So, Matt, I'm going to just ask you to kind of give a little bit about your background, who you are, and then kind of share with us what was going on before you plugged into Danny's training and what's happened since. And then I might ask you a couple more questions about the weekend. So I'm just going to let you go right on ahead.
Okay, thank you, JP. My name is Matt Pinter. I am from Chicago, Illinois. And basically, before plugging into Danny Johnson, I was stressed out about my job and my industry. The mortgage industry hasn't been great as of late. I was not happy with where I was in life. I felt that I have not accomplished what I thought I would at this point. I was definitely, you know, spending money on useless things, which is, you know, why I didn't really have much. And I was kind of scared, and I was only considering starting my own business, really scared and skeptical, wondering if I could do it. And not only that, I pretty much had lost sight of a lot of my dreams. So basically, once I started plugging into Danny Johnson, it's been phenomenal. I've been given more responsibility at my full-time job. I was actually chosen to be a relief manager for a whole week. I believe because of the confidence that I've gained from learning with Danny Johnson, I have less anxiety and stress in my life. My health is better. My blood pressure has actually gone down since I plugged into Danny. my goals, my dreams are more specific, not just in business, but in life overall. I've rediscovered my faith. I've actually started my own business and have been succeeding in that. I've actually made over $3,000 in the last 30 days, and I'm definitely not worried or scared or even skeptical about it anymore. I firmly have, I'm not worried about pretty much any job anymore. I don't have to worry about that now. So that's pretty much my story, JP.
Well, I tell you what, Matt, there's a lot in your story that can help a lot of people out. And I have a little bit of experience in the mortgage industry, and I know what kind of a pressure cooker that can be. And with all the things going on with the economy and real estate, I can only imagine some of the things that you've had to deal with. And the stress can be just absolutely overwhelming. And it's one of the things that I heard that you're getting from training with Danny Johnson is you're learning how to relieve that anxiety. And we all know that stress is a major, major cause of health problems. And obviously, because you have less stress, you're talking about your health being better. And also, you talked a little bit about, I hope you folks got this, you know, those of you that have a job where you're employed by somebody else, some of you think that there's nowhere you can go, and you may be working a business on the side, and you're thinking, boy, if I could just get my business going because I don't like where I am or I don't feel like I can move up. But here Matt is showing that Danny teaches people when you're at a job, no matter whether you like it or not or how well it's going or anything, you need to prosper where you're planted. You need to apply the principles that she teaches to her home business clients as well as her corporate clients, as well as to parents and teachers and all these different folks that come to these seminars. You need to use those skills in your full-time job. And look what happened. He was chosen to be a manager, probably out of a few different people they had choices, but he's using the skills. They're seeing the confidence that he's developed and the people skills and all those things. And that's an inspiration to anyone who is working a traditional full-time job, Matt. And, boy, your success in business may not seem big to some, and to others, it's huge. 30 days, you made $3,000. I'll tell you what, some folks in home businesses, they don't make $3,000 in a whole year, and you did it in your first month, and because of the training that Danny has taught you, and we need to congratulate you for that. And we know that your story is going to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I appreciate you sharing that. And I wanted to ask you, Matt, share a nugget or two or an aha moment that you got this weekend in Los Angeles.
Okay, absolutely. One of the biggest things I think that I got out of the past weekend specifically is just as far as controlling, you know, don't let circumstances control you. You know, everybody has things come up in their life, and, you know, some things are good, some things are bad, but it's really more about how you handle, you know, the difficulties or the problems that come about in your life. It what really matters is how you react to those situations, because, you know, what will end up happening is, you know, if you can kind of react with a positive attitude towards negative things, it not only helps you, but it also helps the people around you. You know, it helps everybody else to kind of say, okay, this isn't quite as bad as I thought. You know, everything's going to be okay. So I know Danny had talked about that this weekend, and that really hit home with me. If I, no matter what, if I can control my attitude and be a positive person, that it's going to help in everything, you know, everything that's going on in my life, and it will positively affect others as well.
Well, and that is so true. And Matt, you've stated something that Danny really hammers, especially in her live events when she gets to spend two full days with people, is that, you know, we're all coming from places where we have circumstances all around us that many people, they get caught up in the circumstances. And one of the quotes that Danny says over and over again is it's not the circumstances that determine what happens to you. It's how you deal with the circumstances. And obviously, by the results that you have gotten with your traditional job, with your home business, and most likely with all the rest of your relationships, you have taken control of how you respond to circumstances, and you're thriving in the places where you are put. So, Matt, that's going to be an inspiration for a lot of folks. It's a great way to start the call, and we really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us.
Well, thank you very much, JP. It was definitely an honor.
All right. Well, it's an honor for us to have you. I'm going to move on to our next person, and that would be Melanie Motes. Melanie, I heard you on the introduction. Are you with us?
Yeah, hi, this is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
How are you doing, JP?
Unbelievable.
Me too, incredible.
Well,
anyway,
I'm going to share, just like Matt, let these folks know a little bit about who you are and what was going on before you plugged into Danny's training and what's been happening since.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I am Melanie Motes. My husband and I are long-haul truck drivers. I've been driving over the road with my husband for about 10 years now, and we make over about $200,000 in the trucking industry, and we do that because we have specialized clearances and specific training. And what we don't have is any retirement or any time to enjoy that income, and that's why I started a home-based business. And in fact, I've tried many home-based businesses and failed. Nothing seemed to go right, but what I never put together was the fact that in trucking, I had specialized training. And here I was, I don't know what in the world I was doing, but I'm going into these new ventures without any skills or any training, thinking I could make them successful. And my wonderful mentor sent me to Danny. And, you know, prior to going to Danny, and then the first steps, I couldn't enroll anyone. I didn't have any skills. But I came out of that with skills I developed in that event. I came out, I enrolled as many as 6 people in a 48-hour period. And then this weekend at my second First Steps, I actually enrolled a gentleman during our lunch hour. So all I know is, if you want your business to be successful, get yourself to First Steps. It's just absolutely incredible.
Well, Melanie, what an inspiration. I mean, to have results right there during the weekend as you're being trained. See, it's amazing how many people will go to a training and their attitude is, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to get this information and I'm going to be ready for whatever comes at me. And they're thinking, you know, in terms of the future. And here you are right there. You're activating that training as you're still in the training and enrolling somebody on a lunch break. That is awesome. It's all about the action mode that Danny puts you in, and look what you've done with that. And I wanted to kind of review a couple of things because your story really has a unique twist to it. You and your husband, it's kind of rare these days that married couples work in the same field, but you're both long-haul truck drivers, and because of the specialized knowledge that you have and the special skills, you have gotten some real specialized hauls, and you do things that are extraordinary in the trucking field, and the income shows it, and yet you struggled in a home business. And I know there's so many people on this call tonight that have the same challenges. They've been very successful in their traditional jobs or other endeavors, but they can't seem to crack the home business nut. They can't seem to figure out how come I can't have success in home business? And you took a step back and said, wait a minute. Because we have these special skills, we get these special jobs in driving a truck, but I don't have the special skills in a home business, and I'm expecting the same kind of success. And Melanie, that you just defined insanity.
Yes.
Just doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get a different result. And so you finally said, look, I've been exposed to this Danny Johnson trainer, and thankfully a mentor referred me to Danny, and here you are. You're maximizing this training, and you are getting results. I mean, I just want to review that again. You had, let's see, what was it, 6 people in 48 hours?
Yeah, 6 people in 48-hour period.
I'm telling you, just like I said about Matt, you know, some people will work a whole year in a home business and not get 6 people, and some people have gotten 6 people in a week, but 6 people in 48 hours is phenomenal. And I'll tell you what, that showing that you are applying what Danny teaches and over again, it is producing results. And with those kind of numbers and you being able to take action, even while you're at an event where most people say, hey, I'm just here to learn, I'll go back into my business building mode when I'm done. No, you're there, you're using this stuff right there in Los Angeles during a lunch break, and you're enrolling somebody. So our hats are off to you for having no excuses and just going for it. That is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Melanie, I like Matt, I'm going to ask you to share what were some special nuggets or aha moments that you got in Los Angeles?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many, but I guess the one that really stuck out to me is there was an illustration that she did of a pebble in a pond, and you take this tiny little pebble and you drop it in the pond, and what happens, it just ripples further and further and further and further out. So you have this one little action that makes these ripples that just keep going and going and going, and we can change the financial future of thousands of people if we just take these baby steps and these little actions, just, you know, one at a time. We don't quit. We edify and we build up others that we can do this. It's you know, it's just amazing.
Well, that's a few nuggets. And that's amazing. Danny talks about, you know, you don't have to do something great and something huge for something huge to actually happen. Because like the pebble in the pond, that little step that you took can turn into a ripple effect that affects so many other people. And it kind of is about taking those little baby steps. You know, people think that they're going to go to a training seminar, they're going to read a book, they're going to listen to a training CD or whatever they do, and that something big is supposed to happen. But it's usually the little things that turn into something big. And also you talked about don't quit. And Danny says, you know, and anybody who's a trainer on success is going to say the same thing. You don't quit. I mean, quitting is just not an option. And you brought up another point that is real difficult for a lot of people, which is edifying others. And it's a secret that Danny really demonstrates well, especially at the live events where you can actually see the body language, you can hear the tonality, and you can watch how Danny edifies somebody. And this person does not even have to be successful. It's a principle of anyone would love to be talked, spoken well of or spoken well over, and Danny shows you how to build up respect for another person. And not only does that get people to pay attention to that person if they're giving a presentation or what have you, but it also makes them feel like, hey, I want to be around people who are building people up instead of tearing them down like most people experience at their jobs. There are a lot of people that just don't want people to have a better life than they're having, so they try to constantly bring them down. And so you really grabbed onto some amazing principles, Melanie, and your story is amazing. And we just can't wait to hear the improvements that you have from this point forward. We really thank you for being on with us.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right. Well, now the next gentleman I'm going to call, I know that he had to get on a plane, and I'm not sure if he's with us or not, but if I don't get him now, I'll try again later. Is Vicente Cotto with us?
Yes, I am. I dialed in 2 seconds ago, actually.
Oh, my goodness. How is that for timing, huh?
Yes, sir. Excellent timing.
Well, Vicente, I didn't get a chance to talk to you too much, but we did get a hold of each other, and you said that you were going to make it, and you did, and I appreciate that. And what we've done so far, when you weren't on the call with us yet, we've had a couple of folks, Matt and Melanie, and I just asked them to share a little bit about who they are so the folks that are listening can know what your background is, a little bit about what was happening or maybe not happening before you plugged into Danny Johnson's training, and then what has happened for you since you plugged in. And then we'll talk a little bit about the event that you just attended in Los Angeles. So go ahead and share with us a little bit about who you are and where you're from and what's happened for you.
Okay, excellent. My name is Vicente Cotto. I'm over here from the Virgin Islands. like JP said, I just flew in a few minutes ago. I'm in home-based business full-time for the last 4 years or so, a little bit more. What had been happening or not been happening is about 2 years ago, I was really looking for some extra information. I felt I was to the point really where I was willing to give up my business. Not that it wasn't working, because my business was. I was making money, but just I felt I didn't know how to get my folks to go to the next level. And I was to the point where I was willing to go do something else because I was tired of seeing folks that could not grasp what I was teaching them so that they could move forward. Not that they couldn't do it, but something in them was telling them that they couldn't do what I could do. So I'm one of the rare ones. I did a Google search, and Danny's name came up. I don't even remember what ranking it had. I listened to some of the information there. It started making a difference. It coincided exactly with what I thought should be done in a home-based business. So I was really excited about that. I took a while, actually, to start listening to some of the calls like this one. I very carefully ordered the North Carolina CDs, and that started to have an immediate impact. Without even realizing it, I started to see that I was implementing a lot of her information, or it was information that I used to do and I had stopped doing. That started making a difference. And then for me personally, I mentioned this to Danny herself, the Dynamic Duplication DVD series. She said one statement in there where she was helping somebody go through a process, and that person discovered that they had actually been hurt by leadership, and that was stopping them from moving forward. And lo and behold, that thing hit home for me. I mean, that made a major breakthrough. I started changing some things. What has happened for me, like I said, I found out about 2 years ago. I did not start implementing it for a long, long time. But just this last year, we've doubled our numbers, an increase of at least 100% or more. We went to the last Danny Johnson event in Chicago. We had an excellent time, and we were moved by it. It really set us on fire with that. I didn't mention this to you, JP, but actually, based on what we've been doing different for this year, we qualified for all-expense-paid trip, company-sponsored trip. We had never qualified for that before, and it's a direct result of just the few simple things that I did start implementing. So first step to success to Chicago was excellent. It made a big impact. We invited seven of our leaders out this time to L.A., and I've never seen them not just excited but so convicted that they are doing the right thing and is ready to take this to the next level. So that's really what has been happening for us, JP.
Wow, so many facets to your story, Vicente. And I just want to make sure that people have gotten a hold of that. And I hope you were taking notes. I was taking them feverishly. 4 years in a home business and had success. And we have clients from all backgrounds and all levels of success. We've had some that have had very little to no success. And we've had clients that were already close to being millionaires before they found out about Danny. And Danny helped them get over that hump of becoming a millionaire. And Vicente obviously was having success, but he was struggling with finding a way to help other people on his team get to that next level of success that he was able to get to. And that's leaders struggle with that, many of them so much, especially in the home business industry. They want so badly to help their other people be successful, but sometimes they realize that it's not something that they can do, and they can outsource and plug into a training like Danny's, and lo and behold, Vicente discovers Danny on Google, of all places. And folks, it doesn't matter where you find the inspiration in the training. It just matters if you find something that works, whether it's Danny or anybody else. If you find something that works, do it and continue to make it work and share it with other people. And look what happened. He ordered the North Carolina CDs. And for those of you that don't know, the North Carolina CDs, it's a 10-CD set where Danny was with a group of just over 40 people, very intimate group, and she covered the basics of working a home business from A to Z. And I'll tell you what, it's one of the most complete trainings that you'll find anywhere, and it's all there. And then Vicente picked up the Dynamic Duplication DVDs, and look what he discovered. He discovered that there was a person on those DVDs that was affected negatively or hurt by leadership, and that was something that resonated with Vicente, and he was able to make a huge breakthrough on how to deal with being adversely affected by leadership. And we all know in this industry that we have very good and talented leaders, and we have some leaders that just aren't really that nice to people, and people have to deal with, you know, the circumstances. And Danny's products and her seminars have helped you get through that. And look at the results, folks. 100% increase just last year. And for the first time, they qualified for an all-expense trip. And now 7 leaders joined Vicente in Los Angeles. Now, are these folks all from the Virgin Islands, or are they from different places?
No, sir, they're all from the Virgin Islands, this group.
So 7 people you brought from the Virgin Islands.
Correct.
Folks, I hope you heard that. I don't know what your excuse is. Some people, you know, there's a seminar in Los Angeles and they live in San Francisco, and that little 6-7 hour drive is just too much for them. And yet Vicente and 7 of his team members come all the way from the Virgin Islands to come to this training because they realize that that's where the information is. It's going to take them, give them that next step, take them to the next level. And Vicente, what an inspiration you are, not only to your team, but everyone on this call tonight. And I want to ask you, you did get a chance to go to Chicago, and this past weekend you were in Los Angeles. Share with us a nugget or two that you picked up this last weekend and that you think everyone should know about.
There are a couple of things, JP, and also a group that stand out to me the most, and Dani says it over and over and over. She says 2 things. She keeps mentioning about weighing your ego with your bank account, and that really resonated with me because it is so easy to sometimes have to think that you have to come up with all the answers or you're the one that's supposed to do everything. Sometimes you even get into that trap and didn't realize that that's what you were doing. So that has been a tremendous help for me, being able to weigh my ego with my bank account and make a decision. What's best to move this forward? What gives me the best results? I took that away from the first one. And I mean, I'm so glad I did, because although I was doing it, it felt like I was doing a very simplified or even crippled version of that. Just being in that room with so many leaders, people that are doing so extremely well, but everybody is willing to humble themselves. And that's the other one. Being able to just humble yourself and just receive instruction, become teachable for just a little bit. She also says that the worst thing about success is just a little bit. And that was the second thing that really blew my mind. One new term I learned that this function right there, people are saying it wrecked. It totally wrecked me as far as, okay, that's one of the things I'm going to be touching. So those are the 2 biggest things I pulled away from these 2 functions. And, of course, everything else, I keep having inspiration or just thoughts. I have to write it down quickly before it leaves, because it's like drinking from a fire hydrant. It really is.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, Vicente. And, Danny hammers that point about your ego and your bank account and which one weighs more. And so many people who become leaders, they feel like they're responsible for everybody's success and they have to be the answer for everything. And you discovered that you don't have to be that. And that's a very liberating experience to go through, because it frees you from a pressure that you really don't want and you don't need. And also humility and becoming teachable. And nothing great's going to happen if you get yourself in the way. And by humbling yourself and being willing to learn from somebody who has a track record like Danny Johnson and who has trained thousands and thousands of people all over the world to achieve extraordinary success, to be able to do that and humble yourself and realize that a little bit of success is what it is. It's a little bit of success, and there's a lot more success to come if you don't let that little bit of success go to your head. So, Vicente, obviously, you are a leader that the folks that came with you to Los Angeles are so fortunate to have you as their leader. And I know there are a ton of people on this call that would love to have a leader like you that they could be proud of and learn from by the example that you're setting. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, and we can't wait to hear what happens to you next.
You're so very welcome, and I wanted to also thank you guys so much for what you've done and what you've begun and what's going to happen next. God bless you.
All right, God bless you too. And folks, we're going to move on to Michelle Stiles in Nevada? Michelle, you with us?
Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic, thank you.
Oh, awesome. Well, hey, Michelle, much like the others, the folks on the line want to know a little bit about who you are and where you come from and what's happened to you since you plugged into Danny's training. So I'm going to go ahead and have you take the floor.
Okay. Well, I'm a mother of two children, 6 and 9, and I became a realtor 5 years ago because I really like people and I really like homes. But I never had a lot of success, a few homes a year, and last year 2 homes I sold. And I really didn't think that I could actually make a full-time career out of it, let alone make enough money to make a difference in our household. And by a fluke, of course, I end up going to see Danny Johnson. My mom sent an email to me, which my husband read, and he saw it said, "Hey, what do you think? Should we go see this gal? I heard a lot of good things about her." So my husband responds for me and says, "Yeah, that's a good idea. You guys should go." So me and my mother end up going last May to First Steps to Success. And, of course, the following, it was very quick after that, the Dynasty, so we went to that as well. And I was really blown away by everything I heard. I've never heard anybody speak the way that she spoke. I've never heard the things that she said before. I really couldn't believe that I could actually be successful myself and do well. And I applied everything that she said. I thought, well, I'm going to try it. Why not? So I applied everything, the communication techniques, how to talk to people, everything, the honor, the respect with people. And it ended up that I came out of myself a little bit. I wasn't quite so shy, and I was more proactive. And through that, I was offered a job with another real estate office. I guess they liked what they saw, and they asked me to come on. And so I said yes, and ended up this year, since January, I've sold 40 houses. And
whoa!
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it sounds impossible, but it's not, actually, if you put your mind to it and you just keep doing all the things. Oh, action cures fear. Very wise words. And just, you know, picking up the telephone and making calls and making appointments and not being afraid to tell people what they need to do to make an offer on a home. And sometimes people are shy and they say, well, if you like it, well, maybe you could, and, you know, being bold and, you know, just having somebody tell you, it's okay to talk this way. This is what you need to say. People need to know what the next step is. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I can do that. So everything was very simple. I got the CDs as well, listened to the CDs in the car when I was driving around, and you get to, once you're around it enough, you learn. Oh, sorry, I got a call coming. It's going to beep. So anyways, it's just been fantastic. Through just showing ownership in the business, you know, to my boss and honoring my boss, really as a real estate agent, you're your own boss technically, but I was humble. My boss is much younger than I am, but I was humble to him. I mean, I still am, of course, and just respected him, respected what he had to say, listened to him as well, did what he told me to do, took ownership in the company, you know, took out the trash and turned off the lights, and that was not something that I needed to do, but really just did put my best foot forward every time, every day. And in that, he asked me July 1st to actually become a part of the business and start earning on top of the other agents. So now I'm actually like the sales manager, and I have 9 agents below me right now, hiring another one tomorrow. So praise the Lord.
Wow. Unbelievable. Folks, I hope you were scribbling down some notes, because this story is going to be an inspiration, especially to anyone who's in the real estate business. We know what's going on in the real estate business, or what's not going on. I mean, it's just a tough place to be right now. And look at what's happened for Michelle. She's a mom. She's taking care of some young children and gets involved in real estate. And last year, Two houses. And began to doubt her career, you know, am I in the right place? And thank goodness for, was it your mom and your husband?
Pretty much. They were up to it.
Yep. And they heard about Danny Johnson and this First Steps to Success seminar, and they decided, you know, we all ought to go check that out. And she got to go to First Steps, and then back-to-back went to Dynasty, which is Danny's three-day leadership training seminar. We have one coming up in December. And that's where I know you got the real intense instruction on action cures fear, because our president and CEO, Hans Johnson, goes through an exercise with that, and boy, the example he talks about, it really paints the picture of what happens if you let fear get in the way of action. And so you decided to apply that and just go for it and make those calls and use the skills that Danny taught you about communication, about honor and respect, and that helped you land a job with a new firm. And what happened? My gosh, people, did you hear it? 40 houses she's sold since January. That is ridiculously amazing. And, you know, you can't hear everybody, but they should be clapping for you right now. And
I would just drive and I would be driving down the street laughing, because I thought, this is the craziest thing ever. I can't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's just another testament that anything is possible, and when you raise your skill set, it makes possibilities come alive, and the action is the first step, but action without the skills is only one thing, and you've got both of them working for you, and look what happens. In July, she gets asked to become the sales manager and kind of partner in the extra profits that the broker makes, and wow, now you have a team of 9 people and bringing on another person. Just an amazing inspiration for everyone on the line tonight, Michelle. And congratulations on all your success and your future success. And could you just share like a nugget or two that you got from Los Angeles?
Well, really, there's so much, but really just she continues to talk about your value is based on your skill set and the training that you receive, and just continuing to get the training, continuing to learn and to continue to be teachable. And that's, I think 40 is nothing. I have a huge inspiration, so I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep building on that, because, you know, once you get going, you don't want to stop.
Momentum is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that is so awesome. So, folks, listen to what Michelle is relaying to you right now about, you know, having a little success and not just being comfortable with that, but now being able to think even bigger. And 40 is nothing, is what she said. And we know it. We feel it. Everyone on the line feels the conviction that you have. And to go from where you were kind of a little timid to now you're confident, and you just know that you have what it takes to create success anytime you need to. And we are just blown away, and we're honored that you shared with us. And just keep going. We can't wait to hear the next numbers that you pull out of your hat. I'm telling you, this is amazing.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Michelle, thank you. All right, we're going to wrap this call up with one more person. Hugh Elliott, are you with us? We have Hugh on the line.
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
All right, great.
Hey, Hugh, it's great to have you with us, and we're going to have you close out tonight's call. And like the others, we'd just like you to share a little bit about who you are and what was going on before you came across Danny's training, how you've applied it, what's been happening for you, and then we'll talk about Los Angeles. So go for it, Hugh.
All right, yeah. My name is Hugh Elliott. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. Prior to plugging into Danny Johnson, I was actually doing real estate and was frustrated because I had a lot of clients that that wasn't actually just reaching their full capability. And before I met Danny Johnson, I kind of got bored with it all. Not really bored, but just to the point where I was just in the motions. And my whole office went to a Texas training, and that's where it first kind of started. And everyone was actually going to this training, and they said, hey, we're going to see Danny Johnson. And I didn't have no clue who she was. So I plugged in on the website. I actually took one of the CDs off the desk of one of my employees. And I started plugging it in, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So I went to Texas, and then ever since that we came back from that training, I knew it was mandatory that I actually get a lot of my clients through the same training.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about, the results that have been generated since you've been plugging in here.
The results are amazing. Pretty much, a lot of the clients that actually start plugging in, they started actually finding out a lot about themselves and tapping into just, the next steps to gain success. And since then, it was so hard for me to duplicate. I also got into doing a home-based business and was just trying to actually show others, even though that I had, I knew the steps, it was just basically trying to transform that same information to someone else. And after plugging the clients in and after actually just plugging in myself, I've became a better leader. Income has skyrocketed even more. And I can pretty much say for the most part, it's opened my eyes and a lot of the of my clients to where they could actually be and just the possibilities that's out there.
Well, that's awesome. And, it looks like I'm not going to throw out numbers, but percentage-wise, looks like you've pretty much doubled what you were making before. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes. For the most part, I've done very, very well in real estate, but then had the opportunity to actually kind of test the grounds in the home-based business arena, and numbers have doubled, also tripled. We have more and more people just duplicating, and now, like I said, that was a hard part for me, actually duplicating and finding, that ground where I could actually help others, and I think that's been the biggest change that's happened in me since I've been plugging into Danny Johnson.
That's awesome. So, share with us a little bit about light bulbs that might have gone on for you at this recent event in Los Angeles.
Well, I can say one of the biggest light bulbs is, like I said before, normally I would just go through the motions. I would actually come into the office. I would kind of just go through the motions. I would do the training necessary that I would actually do, but from that point, I found myself not really having, that just that ground of actually completing or going to the next level. And after actually plugging into these trainings, especially the last one in L.A., she really hit home to me that, just stop procrastinating, being lazy, have an agenda, attack life. And since then, I think it really hit home on the last train that was in Chicago, was actually just joining in on helping the fight against our economy and the things that's happening, because you could actually so easily just take it for granted. And I didn't want to disrespect business and take that for granted, because there's so many people that would love to have the income that I'm actually blessed with. So I decided to actually, join the fight. Bring people to these events so that they can educate themselves and that we can actually educate, America.
I'll tell you what, you could run for office after saying that. That is so inspirational. And, Hugh, I just want to review a few of the things that you shared, because there were you touched on a lot of different things. Michelle, you were a little frustrated with some of the things going on in real estate. Different situation, but you found yourself going through the motions. And how many people are on this call tonight that maybe go into their job and just feel like they're going through the motions? So I know you resonated with a lot of the folks here. And then your whole office, whoever the leader is that inspired that whole office to go to a training, especially one of Danny's training, more power to them. They discovered and realized how important and effective Danny's training is, and you even went as far as to grab CDs off of another colleague's desk, and that inspired you even more, and you start focusing on leadership and being a better leader, and what happened? Your income skyrocketed. People started duplicating your home business. Business growth, I thought it doubled, but you said tripled. And also, you really started locking in
to how you can help others become successful, and true duplication is now happening, and that's when the leadership is most effective. That's the fruit of it. You see it in the duplication. Congratulations. That's a place where a lot of folks want to be. And just by plugging into Danny and doing what she teaches you, and, man, what you said about, you know, Danny this weekend in L.A. talking about having an agenda and attacking life and no more procrastination and getting in the fight of not just eliminating poverty for yourself or eliminating financial struggles, but really getting in there and fighting to help other people do whatever it takes to better their situation. And anyone who's working with you, Hugh, is very, very blessed. And just the humility you have by talking about how you really feel blessed about the income that you have and you just want so badly for other people to experience the success that you've been able to have is it's an amazing quality that you have. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your life is going to be enriched, not only financially, but in so many other ways because of the desire you have to actually help other people. And that's an inspiration for all of us. And congratulations, Hugh. We can't wait to hear what happens for you next.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, folks. Well, I don't know. I'm just blown away by the stories and the inspiration that these folks that were on with us tonight shared, and I'd like to thank all of our guests for being here. We started with Matt and Melanie and Vicente, Michelle, and Hugh for sharing and inspiring all of us. Now, I got a couple real important announcements, and I want you folks to understand that Danny has a heart for people that are struggling. And we all know that with the current state of the economy and the world that, you know, it may be a while before we see that part of our surroundings improve. And it's really taken some people down. And you know, the most effective trainings that Danny does are the ones where she can actually be in a room with people live. But Danny has a heart, and she wants to really, really do something incredible for the people, specifically the people that are working a home-based business. And I can't let the cat out of the bag, but very shortly, hopefully within a week or two, you're going to get an email, and it's going to be an answer to prayers for a lot of you, because I know some of you, it just may be a struggle for you to get from the East Coast to the West Coast or wherever these live events are, and Danny has got something that's going to be an answer to your prayers, that's something that you're going to be able to tap into that is not going to require you to put out a lot of money, but it's going to give you the success principles, the training that you need right now. Right now in the home business industry, this is the busiest time of the year. There are a couple of busy times. One is right at the first of the year, and then the fall. This is when people go, oh, my gosh, the year's almost over. I have to make something of myself. I got the holidays coming up. I need all this money. The kids are in school. All these pressures, and people are refocusing like they never have. And this is when you really need to hone your skills, because there are so many more people in the arena now because we know this is harvest time. We talk about the fall harvest in the home business industry. That's because so many people are jumping in right now, which means you have to have those extra skills in order to be able to do what it takes to attract quality people and to build a team. So I'm just going to tell you that Danny is going to do something unprecedented and phenomenal that's going to be reachable for so many of you. And just be checking your emails within the next week or two, and we will be telling you about that. Meanwhile, any of you who have gone to First Steps to Success, you are now qualified to attend Creating a Dynasty, which is Danny's three-day leadership seminar. And this is about not only helping you become a leader, but it's about raising up other leaders. And as you heard on this call, there are folks that are raising up other leaders like Vicente in the Virgin Islands. And that's when the income stream just skyrockets, when you have leaders developed on your team. So Creating a Dynasty, you have to be a graduate of First Steps to Success. And we do have one coming up October 17th and 18th in Orlando, Florida. And I'm not sure if there's going to be another one before December.
I wouldn't count on it. I would just say get everyone, you and your team, find a way to make it to Orlando, Florida on October 17th and 18th so you can qualify to become one of Danny's premier leaders by going to Creating a Dynasty. So, folks, watch your emails. Also, we're still have the special on Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, which is all about how to develop the future of our nation, which is our children, and the future of our world. And it's Danny's success principles in a way that you can relate and create success in children. It's the stuff that they're not getting in schools. It's the success principles that are creating the successes like you heard tonight, all in this book. And if you pre-order it, it's going to be out the first week of December for only $15.99. You're going to receive five bonuses worth $189 in downloads and all these extra things that are going to help you immediately. So, folks, get that book ordered now, and you will be affecting the next generation. Also, if you would be kind enough to give us some feedback on what you heard tonight, and you can go to workathomeprofitzone.com/feedback and let us know what you thought. And the web address for First Steps to Success in Orlando is workathomeprofitzone.com/first steps. Get yourself registered tonight, folks. Also, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter is twitter.com/HansAndDanny, all spelled out, HansAndDanny. And you can follow us on Facebook as well. So, folks, I was blown away, moved, and excited about the content on tonight's call because it's real people just like you and me who are experiencing success due to the training they get from DannyJohnson.com. And, folks, we want you to be on the next call after the next seminar. So go out there, get those results, have a great week, and we will be back next week with another classic training from Danny Johnson. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, and everyone that's still with us, shout out, good night, and God bless. Hang on just a second.